Support for Central Florida Public Media comes from the University of Central Florida, offering their Master's of Science in Data Analytics program. Designed to enhance skills in data analysis and machine learning, the new Artificial Intelligence track offers specialized courses to deepen understanding of AI technologies and their applications. More at ce.ucf.edu/data.
I'm Sharon Stone. This is Engage. Last week, we spoke with poet Sean Welcome, the Southern Fried Poetry Slam's ambassador for Orlando, about the event. More than 200 poets are gathering here for a slam competition, as well as a multitude of open mics, workshops, and panel discussions. Engage stopped by City Arts last night to collect some of the performances. We start with the poetry of Jada and Nova. Both traveled from Dallas, Texas to perform.
Who has always gotten a bad rap? Always been described as evil, dangerous, but Hoodoo is protection. Healing, what my ancestors turned to when they couldn't fend for themselves, a coat of arms for those formed against them. How we remain this good looking even when the world is trying to crush us. We Southern Black women have learned to transcend protection and protection of our bloodline. So when that man tried to take my money, Grady tapped me on my shoulder so I would see him. Told me to keep a bit of salt on my door in case of unwanted guests. My ancestors wore mojo bags around their necks filled with herbs, so they stayed connected, warding off any bad spirit trying to take their health. Wealth, happiness, rooted this work all through the South so my ancestors stayed grounded. Remember where they came from, my roots, how my great-grandmother used her wisdom of how to keep the family together, created spiritual connections for us to stand the test of time, no matter how many hurdles were placed between us and survival. And that's why they demonize it. Because protection always looks like evil to the colonizer. Because the innocent didn't deserve salvation. Because with connection came power from those that came before them, from those that stood with them. When Anthony Joshua had his record, I wondered how hard his mother prayed the night before, what language he spoke to invoke the protection that kept him whole. Who prayed for Asada Shakur, warded off the spirit of America, created safety for her in another country so she stood to tell the truth of her time. When Don Lemon was locked up for reporting, he smiled because he knows his ancestors don't play about him, that he will return home safely because great-grandma put root in everything. Our ancestors protect us in ways unimaginable. They fight the physical with the spiritual, and we kids to see the next day, tell the story of their lives, play them in movies and feel the slightest of their power, but the fullness of their presence. Chadwick sits with the ancestors that he used to embody, keeping us connected to those who used to pray for our future, fighting off curses from the Justice Department.
Soul circles around the baby cribs at night become mojo bags around our necks during the protests. We're fighting too many enemies, but always come out unscathed, because the faith in our past comes to guide our future. This is a call to my ancestors to protect me against the things that do not serve me, to find all the things that God has in store for me, put it in my path to provide for the next generation of warriors who sprout from this mustard seed. Place your hands on our shoulders and know we can carry on this legacy. Ashe.
Poet Bugsy Calhoun drove in from Columbia, South Carolina to deliver this passionate plea for peace.
This American flag soaked in American blood for those that die for a country that don't give a damn about them. The young men and women nowhere near the prime of their years, lives cut short, as well as their limbs, dreams, and aspirations due to the countless toils of the countless wars they boldly and proudly served. No parade can heal the shock of your buddy getting blown away face to face. Now your face is distorted from landmines and hand grenades. Nations where people peacefully stayed are transformed into mass graves from bombs being laid. No, tragedy is just not Pearl Harbor or the World Trade. It's all over the world. It's people shooting up schools, killing innocent boys and girls while halfway across the world, little boys and girls are made to be slaves for blood diamonds. I'm telling you, y'all. It makes you want to holler. No amount from FEMA can replace what was lost in Sandy and Katrina. Because the last time I checked, life is priceless. And nothing can fill a hole in your soul when you see your child laying lifeless. This is a state of emergency. We are a world in crisis. They say these are the last days. So if so, we are the last poets in the revolution. We'll be televised on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Even Batman couldn't save us from rampages in the movie theater. There's revolt in Egypt. There's conflict conflict in Syria. The FBI in New Jersey made Assata Shakur out to be the new Hitler. The Boston Marathon, there was casualties and victims. Everybody's pointing their fingers. It's the man and he's Illuminati and we're all just products of the system, segregated and separated by race, gender, sexual preference, and religion. On Fox News, everyone spews their views but no one's listening, and all I see being built is less schools and more prisons. Something needs to be done to ease the pain. So freedom fighters that march steps won't be in vain. We're all doomed to face the history of those unjustly slain. Republicans and Democrats are like Bloods and Crips, repping their political gains, backbiting and backstabbing one another for their own political gain. We're still slaves, free to walk around, but our minds are in chains. I could work a full-time job and still be one check away for bumming for change. Obamacare, no one cares. Healthcare will never change. Bullets made from the Audubon ball will rain. Malcolm X's grandson was slain. The king's dreams deferred is knowing that the more things change, the more they stay the same.
Marie Brown traveled from Houston to share her experience raising a son by herself.
He is the son. Mister, call me the beast. No doubt I do feel like a dog, fighting, biting, every day just to be his mother. But most of the time, I'm his father too. Mister decided the divorce papers included the children, so here I am again, the only woman at the father-son retreat, and that's my boy, the one with the half-cocked smile, jacked-up tie. He taught how to tie himself and hair cut close, real close to his scalp. His characteristics look nothing like mine. Isn't that always the case? But he couldn't wait to be in this world, and he couldn't wait to breathe of this world. So prematurely, he was born in 7 months instead of 9. So for life, I'm stuck looking at the very image of the only man on the face of this earth I ever regret. 15 years seemed like 50. They weren't smooth and they didn't pass quickly. They kept telling me, he's just a boy, he outgrew it. I say, when? They say, soon. When will he outgrow the fighting and cheating and cursing and disrespectful ways, surely to shorten his days? They say soon, I say when, like when he stole my neighbor's belt, the one with the shiny silver buckle. I was so embarrassed by his action, but I couldn't correct him in any form of fashion because I knew what that belt buckle meant. As children, my sisters and I, we would step on each other's toes and strike diva poses and pick our teeth and noses just to get a glimpse of our reflection through daddy's belt buckle. And so I knew what that belt buckle meant. And since my son had no daddy's belt buckle to see his reflection through, he stole the only one and he knew. But time passed and he grew. He grew accustomed to living his life without Mister. So I told him the manly things like loosening the stuck lids to jetta jaws, pumping the tire, boy, put the oil in the car. His earlier years, I taught him, now hold yourself, aim straight, now piss. See, Mister, look what you missed. I taught him how to fly a kite and hold a baseball bat, how to steer a bike and pop a Winnie with one hand tied behind his back. And you sit there in your drunken stupor and ask me the dumbest question on the face of God's green earth. How do I raise these children alone, Mister? Yeah. You taught me that.
We heard from poets Jada and Nova, Bugsy Calhoun, and Marie Brown. The Southern Fried Poetry Slam continues through Saturday. We'll have links at our website, cfpublic.org, for more information. Engage is a production of Central Florida Public Media. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss an episode. Richard Copeland is our senior producer. I'm Sharon Stone. You can reach us anytime with questions, comments, or story ideas. Send an email to engage@cfpublic.org. Thanks for listening.